soccer, softball, volleyball, running. Sports are a big thing for kids here in Down East Maine and across the country. Unfortunately, pediatric sports medicine specialist Dr. Naomi Brown tells Star 97.7, so are sports injuries.
Over 3.5 million children ages 5 to 14 every year sustain some sort of injury through a sport or recreational activity.
Dr. Brown says there are things you can do to minimize the risks.
One of the most important things is making sure you warm up before you get out there, so doing some dynamic exercises, not the static stretches where you're thinking about just holding a position, but moving your body through motions to warm up the body, staying hydrated, especially up in Maine, it's getting a little bit cooler up there, but still making sure your body has enough fluids and you're staying hydrated, making sure you're getting enough sleep. If we're not rested, we're not going to play well, and we're also more likely to get injured.
If you have children, chances are you have an aspiring young athlete in your family. Unfortunately, every year, more than 2.6 million children and teens go to the emergency room with sports-related injuries. Star 97.7 asked pediatric sports medicine specialist Dr. Naomi Brown with Children's Hospital of Philadelphia about some of the most common injuries.
Anything from head to toe, a lot of sprains and strains like your ankle sprains or your knee injuries. Unfortunately, that also includes ACL tears. Overuse and stress injuries, especially with the more sports that we're playing these days. Concussions, unfortunately, are very common in our office as well.
Dr. Brown adds they also, of course, see a lot of fractures. She says things young athletes can do to help avoid injury are being sure to do dynamic warm-ups, stay hydrated, and get enough sleep. Kids are big on sports and often, unfortunately, sports injuries as well. Star 97.7 had the privilege of talking with Dr. Naomi Brown, a pediatric sports medicine specialist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. We asked Dr. Brown about the best option for treatment if your child does get injured.
It really just depends on the type of injury. If it's a more kind of chronic presentation, not necessarily the emergency room for acute injuries, especially if they're looks to be a deformity, you know, your child fell and the wrist doesn't look quite right, the emergency room is probably going to be a little bit better. But if the child fell and he hurts or she hurts and you don't quite know, the urgent care is a great option. But honestly, I tell everyone, call your pediatrician's office. There's usually someone on call that can help field where to go.
If you'd like to learn more, visit the Children's Hospital's website at www.chop.edu/sports.